From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump, in office less than a week, followed through on a campaign pledge directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the flow of illicit drugs and weapons.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is. As a help, but very badly needed.
Speaking to members of the Department of Homeland Security charged with enforcing immigration law, Mr. Trump said we're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. He vowed to restore the rule of law. The president said a country without a border is not a country at all. Rice University analyst Mark Jones said the announcement wasn't surprising.
President Trump made securing the border and building a border wall a major plank of his both Republican primary campaign as well as his general election campaign. So it comes as no surprise that President Trump is moving swiftly to strengthen the border, secure the border, and build the border wall.
The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington Tuesday. He is now under pressure to cancel that trip in protest, but officials said it's on for now. Nearly 30 people were killed and dozens more wounded Wednesday after Somali al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of a Mogadishu hotel and stormed inside, opening fire. Four insurgents carried out the attack on the Daya Hotel, popular with politicians. A second blast wounded several other people. The VOA Somali service said at least two sides of the hotel were completely ripped away. Buildings near the hotel also sustained serious damage. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday said she'll publish her plan to withdraw from the European Union so it can be debated in Parliament.
I have been clear, as have senior ministers, that we will ensure that Parliament has every opportunity to provide that scrutiny on this issue as we go through this process.
The announcement came after the country's Supreme Court ruled the government must seek and get a Parliament's approval before carrying out so-called Brexit. Ms. May will also become the first foreign leader to meet President Trump at the White House on Friday. The Associated Press reports the final death toll from last week's hotel avalanche in Italy has reached 29 after the final bodies were pulled out of the rubble that once was Hotel Rigopiano. Nine people survived the destruction of the building by tons of snow caused by earthquakes. In Syria, al-Qaeda-linked militants Wednesday attacked a prison held by rebels near Aleppo in an apparent aim to free some of their jailed comrades. The fighting pitted the Fatah al-Sham front against other groups affiliated with the Free Syrian Army and comes just a day after ceasefire talks involving the government and some opposition groups in Kazakhstan. Cuban President Raul Castro Wednesday said Cuba hopes to continue normalizing relations with the United States under the new Trump administration.
Cuba.
Speaking to Latin American officials, Mr. Castro said the two countries can cooperate and live side by side, respecting their differences. But he made clear Havana will not offer concessions affecting its sovereignty. Mr. Trump has suggested he may end the diplomatic thaw with the communist-run island. Meanwhile, a Cuban trade delegation is currently in the U.S. as part of the normalization process. Brazilian health authorities have reported an outbreak of mosquito-borne yellow fever with 70 cases and 40 fatalities so far this week. Hundreds of cases are under investigation, the highest number since the early 2000s. Millions of vaccine doses have been distributed. The mayor of the city of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, Wednesday said he'll welcome federal assistance in dealing with gun violence following a tweet this week by President Donald Trump suggesting federal intervention if local officials cannot end a raft of shootings and homicides.
Chicago, like other cities right now that are dealing with gun violence, wants the partnership with federal law enforcement entities in a more significant way than we're having it today.
America's third largest city has had dozens of shootings this month alone and suffered more than 750 homicides last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 points for the first time Wednesday. The S&P 500, a broader index of the market, also reached a record high. It is seen in part as investor affirmation of President Trump's promise to cut regulations and reduce taxes. The Dow has been up nearly 10% since the November 8 election. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.